Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Christ International Community Church. We are a Christ-centered, Bible-believing church that is bridging ethnic, racial, and national boundaries to unite people into a growing community of committed believers. We love one family at a time through acceptance, caring, transformation, intercession, outreach, and nurturing. Now, enjoy one of the most comprehensive and down-to-earth teachings as taught at Christ International Community Church.
And I prepared a sermon, but as she was reading it, I heard that thing again. By the humility and gentleness of Christ, I appeal to you, I, Paul, who am timid when face to face with you, but bold toward you when I am away. I beg you that when I come, I may not have to be as bold as I expect to be towards some people who think that we live by the standards of this world. Oh my God. And I started getting some revelations right there. We're back to Corinthians. And the title of my message today is Pulling Down Spiritual Strongholds. This is the last lap of our second Corinthians. So we're about finishing. This is chapter 10. We're going to chapter 13. So we're almost there. Hallelujah. So as we talk about this particular topic today, pulling down strongholds, I want you to understand that this is one of those passages where Paul was most forthcoming about himself. Amen? He's talking about spiritual strongholds, but he's also talking about his own life and actually having to defend his own ministry. So we're going to learn from his personal experience. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, just take absolute control. Let your power come through these words and let them be useful for our lives. Let them be life-changing words, even as you take control today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. We're talking about pulling down strongholds. And I know every time we talk about strongholds, people think about it in a different way. When you talk about stronghold, what comes to your mind? Huh? Something evil? Huh? Did I hear somebody say something? Something evil? Huh? Fortress. Yes. Yes. And we think of Satan. Some people think about witches. Yes. Some people think about their uncle at home that is doing them. Yes. And some other people think about their father's second wife that is also doing them. Those are the things we think about when we hear stronghold. But I want to tell you today that stronghold especially is here. In your mind. And the more we understand about these things, the better for us to be able to confront them and deal with them. Hallelujah. We went through this during our Lent season, right? And we talk about our weapons, right? And we said they are spiritual. And that our warfare is what? Are spiritual. That the war we fight is not physical. So when you are thinking about that woman in your village, that is not your enemy. And that is the truth. The battles we fight are spiritual. And they are better fought in the spiritual realm. Amen. But I always like for us to break it down so that we understand exactly what we are talking about, so that we can be in tune, be on the same page. So, me, I always go to the dictionary first. What is the general, normal, standard meaning of a word? And then we apply it to, you know, spirituality. Amen? So, I went and checked. And the definition of stronghold is, a stronghold is an incorrect thinking pattern that has molded itself into our way of thinking. An incorrect thinking pattern that has molded its way into our way of thinking. And sometimes when you start thinking that you have witches that are doing you in your village, you have a stronghold. The stronghold is not the witch, the stronghold is your thinking about it. Amen. These strongholds have the capability to affect our feelings. They affect how we respond to various situations in life, and they play a large role in our spiritual freedom and our spiritual growth. What are the sources of strongholds? Strongholds are generally built upon deception and error. Deception, error, you know. We've been deceived to think a certain way, or we've been deceived to believe a certain way. And because we think or believe that way, then we cannot really think correctly about the right thing. Amen? And when I ask, when we talk about stronghold, what do you think about? Somebody said fortress. That's what stronghold is. It's a fortress. They are actually things that are built up to protect something. To protect something from happening. Now, what it's going to protect from happening can be... I like you to read the Pastor's Corner. Because what I've done in the Pastor's Corner is to basically go through the definition and kind of explain what stronghold is. Because I don't want to do that now. Because it would take my time. I really want to go into the nitty-gritty. But, you know, that's what a stronghold is. Is built to protect. But what is protecting can be a good thing. It can also be a bad thing. So when we talk about stronghold, it can be a stronghold that is built to prevent bad things from happening to you. Or it can be a stronghold that is not allowing good things to happen to you. Amen? So but when we begin to talk about spiritual stronghold, especially in the context we use it in spiritual terms, we are talking about that one that keeps good things from happening to you. Okay? So that is, I want us to understand, you know, that before we continue. So strongholds are built upon deception. They are built upon errors. They are built upon wrong beliefs, things we've come to think that it's right when they are not really wrong, or when they are not really right. And these deceptions can come from a wide variety of sources. They can come from a wide variety of sources. They come from our environment. They come from those around us. Believe me, if you begin to move with people who always believe that, who don't take responsibility for their lives, people who always believe that every problem they have is the fault of somebody else, by the time you realize it, you are beginning to behave the same. You are beginning to think that all your problems are caused by somebody else, whereas 90% of it is caused by you. Amen? So now, before you know what's going on, those around you have developed strongholds in you. Amen? So your environment, those around you, your parents. And it is true, demonic spirits too can be sources of strongholds. And that is the only one that a lot of people focus on. And we seem to forget about the actual one that is more prevailing, which is about yourself. Hallelujah. In fact, when you pick up a demon, and the Bible does tell us that, before you know it, it doesn't take long before they begin to build more strongholds in your life. And when I say demon here, I'm not only talking about the demonic spirit. You know, sometimes the demon can be your thinking too. You know. And of course, the way we use that word demon, you know, your addiction to drinking alcohol can be a demon. Yeah. So when I tell you go and deal with the demon in your life, I may actually be talking about your way of drinking to stupor. Drinking till you begin to pee on yourself or poo on yourself. Or drinking till you begin to talk nonsense out of your mouth and people are listening and you think you are talking. You are dealing with a demon. It's a stronghold. Big stronghold. Look at people who drink to stupor. They never achieve anything. Yeah, maybe you have 1 out of 100 that achieve something. Maybe God wants to use that person for something else. You know. But generally speaking, they never achieve anything because they have a stronghold in their life. That stronghold is preventing them from being what God wants them to be. Pardon my voice this morning. I picked up a cold yesterday. I exposed myself to the cold, to the elements. So it's affecting my voice here. Drug addiction is a demon. You know, sometimes people pick up things in their childhood and it's a demon. And that word demon can actually even extend to our computers. Yep. There is a software that runs in the background. Usually, we call it the Mela demon. Yeah. We call it the Mela demon. That will, you don't know it's there. It's running. But boom, you just see, you have just done this that you are not supposed to do. The demon is telling you that. You know. Yeah. It's a stronghold. And that's why they name it that name, Mela demon. It will not allow virus to do something to your computer. So it's a demon. Immediately it will come with a response and say, something is trying to happen here. It shouldn't be happening. So demons are strongholds. But that's just by the way. Let's talk about the kind of strongholds that we deal with, we human beings. Then we begin to talk about how to pull them down. Hallelujah. There are two kinds of strongholds. And that's what Apostle Paul was saying in here. If you really, you know, if you really read what my sister just read for us. There are two types of strongholds. I'm trying to change this to a King James version. Sorry. All right, here we go. And I'm going to read the whole verse again and hope that you catch the drift with me. Now I, Paul, myself, I beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am base among you, but being absent am bold toward you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now listen to verse 5. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You read that verse 5. Paul seemed to itemize two basic kinds of strongholds there. And I want to call them the rational stronghold and the irrational stronghold. You see, he used the word there, imaginations. When you begin to imagine things, sometimes you are going through a thought process that is logical. Right? It is logical, step by step. You are imagining things. Amen? And in that sense, it is rational. You are thinking about things and getting to a conclusion, though the conclusion may be completely ultra-biased, but your steps at getting into those conclusions were actually valid because they are rational thinking steps. Amen? Amen? But along the way, you had already made assumptions that are wrong. And when you start with a wrong assumption, no matter how logical your thinking is, by the time you get to the end, you get a wrong result. That is the one Paul was talking about when he says, you will cast down imaginations. That is your rational, wrongful thinking. Amen? You know, I already said, stronghold is about your mind. It's about your thinking. And we will break it down more. But that is one kind of, you know. As a matter of fact, when you really study this, and I was reading a book about this during the week, and it said the word imagination itself is taken from the Greek word logismos. And that same word logismos is the word where logic comes from. So those imaginations are logical. You know, as in logical thinking. But you know what? Even a sound mind that thinks logically must still be submitted to the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit. Because if you don't submit it to that sanctifying power, a lot of times your imagination will run wild. Amen? Those are rational strongholds. Then there are the irrational strongholds. When you start thinking of things that are really not there. You know, somebody will say, hey, they are coming for me, oh, they are coming for me. See them, they are coming. The thing is not there, but it's in his mind. It's irrational. You know, two people are talking. Pastor Chrissy and Minister Odunay are talking there now. And I say, oh, they are talking about me. It is irrational. How do I know? It's so irrational. It's like they shouldn't talk. If they are talking, they must be talking about me. Amen? That's an irrational kind of stronghold. They have to do with unrealistic fears, worries. Some people are so afraid of contracting a disease from germs that they clean things over and over and over and over again. It's a stronghold. Amen? So normally, these types of irrational strongholds in the minds, you know, like these emotions that we are talking about, it happens to everybody. Sometimes you get a fear that is irrational. So, you know, but you find that they don't take long before they dissipate. They go away. It becomes a problem when that fear repeats every time, every day, and it never goes away. Then you have a problem. Then you know you have a stronghold. Hallelujah. Anytime that kind of thing happens to you, you really need to begin to deal with it. The best way to deal with it is the Word of God. Amen. There is this guy, his name is Mark Vakla. He wrote a book called Prayers That Heal the Heart. Prayers That Heal the Heart. It's available on Amazon if you want to read it. And he puts these strongholds into 13 different categories in that book. And the first one, he called cluster number one, is the family that deals with anger. Anger can be a stronghold. people are so mad about something that they do not allow, you know, they don't give the opportunity for things that should happen to them to happen because they're already too angry. Amen? And in that family, a whole lot of things, hatred, malice, rage, murder, all those things, you know, because anger can lead to murder. You know, so many things in that cluster. And then there is a cluster number two, which is a cluster of fear. People are so afraid about things. They are, and you see that in this country a lot, people who are afraid of the authority. They're so afraid of the authority that any law that is made that they should do something, they don't want to do it because they say, they are out to get us. Yeah. You know, people are afraid of people. They say, people are not good, though. People are not good, though. You don't know people. They are not good, though. That's an irrational fear. How can you say people are not good? They are bad people and they are good people. So when you begin to say people are not good, that means everybody is bad. Fear. Fear. Another one is abandonment. People are afraid of rejection. They are afraid of neglect. They are afraid they are going to be victimized and stuff like that. Another cluster is shame. All these things are regular things that we deal with and that normal people will deal with. But that does not take long and it dissipates, like I said before. But when you begin to be the one that's always ashamed every time, all the time, it's a stronghold. Because it will not allow you to achieve what you need to achieve. It will not allow you to go talk to people you need to talk to because you are so ashamed. Lying, cheating, theft, deception, trickery. Cluster number five. Cluster number six, financial lack. Our people concentrate on that one a lot. They say, that's a stronghold, though. Because you don't have. Yes, it is a stronghold, but it's just one of many. And of course, addictions, like I mentioned before. Alcohol, tobacco, drugs. Some people are addicted to food. Some people are addicted to pornography. Stronghold. Sensuality. Stronghold. Depression. Stronghold. Grief. Some people are always grieved for some reason or the other. They're never happy. It's a stronghold. Mental instability, pride, procrastination. Very big stronghold. And that's one that if I begin to ask here, maybe 70%, 80% of people here, we say that they have that one. We can pray it out. I'm telling you. We can tear that stronghold down. You know. You see, the truth is that because strongholds are built on false premises, they are built usually on deception. The only way to get rid of stronghold is to know the truth. Amen. Only the truth can tear down faulty thinking patterns. Because strongholds are built when we receive something that is in error and we begin to meditate on them. If you do the other side, receive what is true and meditate on it, then you get rid of the strongholds. Apostle Paul says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." The best way to be able to deal with the stronghold in your life is to first of all know what your stronghold is. Identify the stronghold. There are many types of stronghold. There are those clusters I have said. You know, look through those 13 and see which one that you are dealing with. What is the stronghold in my life? What is the source of this stronghold? Is it demonic? Did I go and see something that I'm not supposed to see? You know? And then there are those strongholds that are passed from generation to generation. I'm sure a lot of people don't believe that. But that is so true. There was a study that was done to determine whether these generational strongholds are true or not. So there's this family. Actually, the man was a pastor. His name was Jonathan Edwards. He was born in 1703. And he was married to a woman of good virtue. He was a man of God, married to a woman of similar character. When he got married, he was 24 and the woman was 17. On their wedding night, they committed their marriage to the Lord. Their descendants have the following straits. Because they studied them over a long period just to see what happens. This is the trait of his descendants. Among his descendants, there have been 300 clergymen, 300 pastors. Some were missionaries, some were theological professors. There have been 100 attorneys. There have been 30 judges, 60 physicians, and one of those was the dean of a medical school. There have been 3 mayors of large cities, 60 authors of fine classics, 14 presidents of universities, 3 state governors, 1 controller of the U.S. Treasury, and 1 vice president of the USA in the line of Jonathan Edwards. Then they compared him with another man. And this man's name was Mark Jukes. He was born in 1700, 3 years earlier than Jonathan Edwards. The man was an unbeliever. And he married a woman of similar character. The woman he married lacked principle, among other indecencies, including the occult. And of their 1,200 descendants, the following were found. 310 were professional vagrants. You know what it means? Professional crooks. 440 of them wrecked their lives through debauchery. You know what debauchery is, right? It's one of those 13 that I over sensualization. Right? 130 of them went to jail. 7 for murder, and the average sentence was 13 years. More than 600 of them were alcoholics. Just think about it. That if you are an alcoholic today, you are actually making it possible that in the next maybe 200 years, you will have had over 600 alcoholics in your lineage. 600 of them became alcoholics. 60 of them were habitual thieves. 190 became public prostitutes. 20 became tradesmen. But 10 of those that became tradesmen actually learned the trade when they were in prison. The decadency of these people, when they calculated the people that were jailed among them, was causing the city of New York 1,250,000 when they did this study a long time ago. My brothers and sisters, there is no doubt about it. And if you don't take anything out of what I'm saying now, I want you to take this one. Strongholds are passed from generation to generation. If you have a wrong thinking, the high probability is there that you will pass that wrong thinking to your children. And your children will pass it down to their own children. And they will keep passing it on and on and on. Believe me, when we are talking about generational strongholds, I'm not just talking about somebody making juju somewhere or that kind, you know, because that is what our mind goes to. That is in itself is a stronghold. That we think wrongly. We think about things that we do, we have no power to do anything about. Whereas there is so much more that you can do something about. Most of the strongholds that we deal with as human beings are things that we can do something about. Look at that man. He was a pastor, a man of God. He had his head on right. Look at what he passed on to his generation. And look at the other man who was a professional criminal. Look at what he passed on to his generation. Believe me, it can be generational. But the good thing about it is it can also be broken. Strongholds can be broken. When you meet the Lord Jesus Christ, that is the beginning of breaking whatever strongholds are in your life, generational or not. Think about it. What is in my environment that is breeding strongholds? What is it that I picked up when I was young that is now acting as a stronghold for me? Think about it. Identify your stronghold. And once you identify it, now begin to wage war against it. How do you wage war against strongholds? First of all, know your weapons. Know your weapons. That's what Apostle Paul is saying there. He says, I know my weapon. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. The moment you think that your weapons are carnal, then you have already missed it. The moment you are fighting that physical fight, you have already missed it. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. That's all we spent 40 days studying during the Lent season. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. It is a spiritual battle. So our weapons are also spiritual. Amen. You want to fight? You're already a Christian? Start with the Word of God. Let the Word of God be pervasive in your mind. Let it take over your life. Let it take over your mind. That is what we were talking about when we were talking about putting on the belt of truth. Know what the truth is. And if you know what the truth is, then falsehood has no place in your mind. Amen. Know the truth. Know that strongholds and imaginations can be cast down. And they can be cast down by the transforming and the renewing of your minds. Romans 12:2 said, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. If you know the truth, you will know the perfect will of God. If you know the truth, you will know the acceptable will of God. And if you know the truth, you will know the perfect will of God. You see, as our minds are renewed, we will be proving what is good and what is perfect. In fact, what is good and what is perfect is what strongholds rise against. They don't want what is good and what is perfect for you. So they come to defend them. They want to make sure that you do. You are protected from what is good. You are protected from what is perfect. I don't want that kind of protection. Hallelujah. So our minds need to be renewed. And as those strongholds come down, we will be able to see God respond in magnificent ways in our lives. How can your mind be renewed or be cleansed? Wash your mind with the Word of God. Wash your mind with the Word of God. spend time meditating on the word of God. Because when you spend time meditating, it corrects all the false thinkings that are in your head. Ephesians 5:26-27 says that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water. By what? By the word. By the word. So the word of water can actually be used to wash. That is the water that is used to wash what? Our minds. Hallelujah. Accept that you have already won the battle. Don't doubt. Don't doubt. Because doubting is what it means is that your faith is not strong yet. Accept it that you have already won the battle. Jesus said, all the power and authority is his. And if you believe in him, that power and authority is available to you. Put on the armor of God. We already talked about that. I'm not going to spend time on it. Put on the armor of God. And finally, pray. Pray. Prayer allows us to get closer to God. Prayer allows you to acknowledge that you have strongholds. That you know you have strongholds. And prayer allows you to just leave everything in the hands of God. Pray. Seek God's face. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide your prayer. Use the words of God to declare and to decree. Use the word of God to establish his authority over your life. Use the word of God to come against whatever negativity that are in your minds. Amen? Use the word of God to come against every feelings of envy, of rage, of anger, of fear, of jealousy, of whatever it is that is in your mind that is preventing you from taking the next step to achieving the purpose of God in your life. Use the word of God to pull down that stronghold. As you are praying, make liberal use of the word of God. No. Affirm the word of God in your life. That you know this God, this word works for me. This word was given for me. I am a child of God. I know who I am. I walk in power. Use the word of God to affirm yourself. As you do that, all the negativities will run away. Because only the word of God can pull down those strongholds. That's how you pull down strongholds. But it begins with knowing that you do have strongholds. When you talk to people who do things they are not supposed to do, people who womanize, you talk to them, they will begin to quote Bible for you. They will say, oh, David has so many wives. You talk to people that drink, they will begin to quote Bible for you. They say, hey, Jesus turned water into wine. Strongholds. Wrong thinking. In their head. Strongholds. He does not allow them to know the truth. Know the truth of God. And he will wash away all those things that are holding you captive. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet.
We believe you have been blessed by the teachings of God's Word from Christ International Community Church. For further inquiries, please visit our website at www.cicciohio.org. God richly bless you.